not perfect, but good. Not perfect, but good. I want it to be great. There has to be energy. We kind of, that second course still gets us slowed down a little bit. Okay? But, we'll go from good to great next time you see it.
Great. Thank you. Making some good noises. That is excellent. Okay.
Fix your posture, please. Give me some good singing posture. Make sure that you've got your feet a nice, good, comfortable shoulder width apart. Get the butt kind of rolled up and under so that you don't have this sort of hunched over kind of stuff. Okay. Pull it all up so that your shoulders are resting square in a straight line over the rest of your body. That'd be excellent. We're going to go to We Need a Little Christmas. I'd like to start after the sort of introductory stuff, starting at the first verse, which is, so haul out the holly. Okay?
And I don't know if you getting just a pitch is going to give it. Okay? That's the baritone line. Can I hear that, please? Haul out. Okay? One, two, haul and go.
Haul out the holly.
Now, get rid of the L in the word haul. Say haul. Go.
Haul out the holly.
Good. Listen for that lovely baritone part on the holly. They got really fun stuff right there. Again, haul. One, two, again, and go.
Haul out the holly.
It's really neat stuff. That second chord, the second half of holly will only work if it's not loud and oversung and barked. Okay, you have to put some finesse on that. Okay, sing the very first chord on the word haul. Go. Yeah, we got way low in our ranges down there, leads. We can't. Just. One, two, again, all go. Good. Now we're going to keep going this time. Love that sound. One, two, again, and go.
All out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again.
Can you start it? Put up the, and that's only the leads, basses, and baritones. There's no tenors that sing the put up the. Can you sing put up the, and then everyone hold tree, make sure we have a bright E vowel. One, two, and go.
Put up the tree.
Good. I need a little bit more tenors. On the tree. Again, put up that. One, two, and.
Put up the tree.
Good. Now just sing E without the TR sound on the tree. Just E on that chord, whatever your pitch is. Go.
E.
No guttural. No, we don't want that glottal attack. E, but E, E. Here's our E sound again. Go.
E.
Especially from leads. E, E, sorry, use your head. E. Again, go.
E.
There it is. That sparkles. Now sing, put up the, and make the sparkly sound on tree. One, two, and.
Put up the tree.
Nice. Now, backing up before that, coming after that. Put up the tree before my. My has to last for that whole half note value. We kind of cheated a bit. We put up the tree before my spirit. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Here we go. Put up the. One, two, and.
Put up the tree before my spirit falls again.
Nice! Okay? That gives us so much more energy. Can the mind now, as we're holding it longer, which is correct and awesome, can we have just the slightest little bit of crescendo and brightening of the sound on the word mind? One, two, and.
Put up the tree before my spirit falls again.
Different chords when we do those types of things. Can we go back to haul out the holly? Haul out the holly. One, two, three, and.
Haul out the holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking.
Nice! That first part that we just worked on, uber excellent stuff happening in there. Now, after that, spirit falls again. I need the nook, the schwa sound at the end of the word. Because if we all do that, all of a sudden it's going to springboard us when the leads come in with the word fill. Spirit falls again. Fill. But we need the nook to make what they do after that have the springboard. Again, haul out the holly.
Haul out the holly.
One, two, again, and go.
Haul out the holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be crushing things, but death the halls again now.
Stop there. Sing the na-ah-ah. One, two, now, and go.
Now.
But the cut-off. Now.
Okay? chord that is not ringing yet. And it's just a good old-fashioned dominant seventh barbershop chord. So here's Sitting on My Shoulder. One, a two, a ready, and go.
Sitting on my shoulder, need a little rest.
Sing Moscow.
Moscow.
Right. Who's got the root of that chord? The root of the chord. Let me tell you that it is an F sharp. Who has the F sharp?
Oh,
no, it is not. Oh, no, it is cross. It is cross. So it is the lead. Okay? So you have the most dominant, or what should be the loudest pitch right there on Moss. Okay? Now, the seventh of the chord, or the E, is sung by whom?
Tenors.
Tenors. So if you are the seventh of the chord, what do we need in terms of volume? A little less, right? Okay? So we got leads with our loudest, and then the fifth of the chord, which should be the C. Who's got that?
Bases,
right? So you need back off just a little bit and let the leaves shun. Can we start at Sitting on My Shoulder again? Sitting on my shoulder, need is the baritone part. Bass, sitting on my shoulder. Bass, sitting on my shoulder, but not shoulder, shoulder. Okay, here we go. Sitting on my shoulder. One, not two, here we go.
Sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas.
There it is. That's the volume right there, basses. You gotta back off, and then we get to sing the Moss again. Go.
Moss.
Back to sitting.
Again.
Sitting. Sitting. Sorry, sitting. Sitting bass there. There's the baritone. There's the lead. One, two, ready, and go.
Sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas.
Need to be minor chord.
Yeah, I gotta be careful there. If we get up there, the next major, we went to minor chord. Yeah, watch that half step right there.
Okay, that was better. The thing that's making it sloppy now is after the word shoulder, there's a quarter rest.
Sitting on my shoulder,
we all need to take that rest in the same spot. Otherwise, it just is nebulous. Sitting, 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 sitting.
Sitting.
One, two, again.
Sitting on my shoulder, need a little Christmas need.
Better. Okay, let's do the whole song from the beginning.
Okay.
Candles in the window.
contrast there. Bells. There's a bells. And I want longer bells. Where's that at? Yes.
Jingle bells.
Every time we say the word bells, and I said this to the bass of the baritones earlier, but it has to be a longer E sound than the bells.
Jingle bells.
Okay, whatever you're thinking. Can we try that? Don't give me quick little bells. Not bells, but
jingle bells.
One, two, here we go.
Jingle bells, all the way.
Now, that's the right feel. It slows down when you're elongating them now. Don't slow down, but that's the right feel. One, two, again, and go.
Jingle bells, all the way. We need a little Christmas.
Right, so you're hanging the pulse there, tenors, but you're doing a great job. Right on the Christmas. When we get to that penultimate chord, I need you to push volume as much as you can, okay? Without, like, busting the gut or anything. Okay, start the jingle bells. Ding, ding, ding. One, two, here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. We need a little Christmas now.
Isn't that fun?
We're doing the jing.
Yes.
Jing.
Good. Really, really nice thing starting to happen in that puppy. What am I doing at times?
Center.
Okay, loosen up. We're going to do the song again all the way through. Trick is don't oversing. The real trick is engage brains. We talked about a lot of finesse stuff. If you can do all the finesse stuff, the song is golden. Okay. The tempo wasn't bright enough to give it happy Christmas energy. It kind of felt somewhere just sort of in between and non-magical. That was Santa going through, I don't know, blue period. Okay? Let's see. We're not going to sing it again, but the next time I'm going to try to set a little bit quicker tempo, but I need this to make it have Christmas magic. It's missing Christmas magic at the moment, okay? I need to see the little sprinkly dust and stuff that makes like Tinkerbell fly. That's what we need. Okay.